right, it is back at 8:01 on a Tuesday morning, and I got to tell you, we all owe a debt of gratitude to every member of the Philadelphia Eagles organization, including one of our favorite Eagles who is on the line right now, Brandon Graham. His call-in is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable, never looked so good, and neither did Jalen Hurts. Here is Brandon Graham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning.
Congratulations. How does it feel to wake up after that win last night?
Man, it feels great, man, just knowing that your guys balled out last night. And just, man, I'm just happy. Happy for the guys because we got better from last week.
I got to ask you about two of your teammates because they're getting a lot of attention this morning. Let's start on the other side of the ball, Jalen Hurts. How do you think he did last night, Brandon?
I think he's doing exactly what he's been working his butt off to do, like, you know, just perform. And, I mean, like I said, he's been getting – like, you could tell that he's even more comfortable just with doing his job. And, man, I'm just happy that everything happened for him yesterday because, you know, so many different questions. Everybody, one man wanted to believe, not believe. So it's like, you know, I'm just happy that he's that they happened for him yesterday. And I just can't wait to see what it looks like even more, you know, down the line as he keep getting better.
Hey, Brandon, did you ever have any doubts? I mean, you practice against the guy all the time. Do you have any doubts that he would be a very good quarterback in the NFL?
No, I didn't. I just knew how he worked and how he handled himself. Like, that's the biggest thing for me. It's like, man, even during the adversity of people not knowing, and even during the Carson time when he had to, you know, come off the, you know, waiting his turn, and I feel like now that you done gave him the keys, you know, last year was just like the, all right, they gave me the keys, now this is my second year, I got to make sure I'm better. And so I just, man, I love the way he handled himself, even during the good times. And so, man, it's only the sky's the limit for him. It's only as far as he go, is how he worked. And so I'm excited to see where it just keep going, working with Nick and the coaches. And just, man, I can't wait to see how far it goes for Jalen.
On the other side of the ball, one of your partners on the defense is Darius Big Play Slay. How do you think he did last night, Brandon?
Made a bunch of big plays. Hey, we was talking. He said you got to get back on them jugs because, boy, he could have had like five of them yesterday.
Obviously, this game plan was far more effective than the one against Detroit. So going into the game, Brandon, what was the plan on how to curtail Kirk Cousins?
Well, you know, we just had to make sure that we got pressure up the middle, or at least like make let them feel us. And so I think that we knew Jefferson was the guy in their offense that gets them going. But Slay was up for the challenge because that's what JG told him. Hey, man, you following them the whole game. You making sure, you know, you on him. 18, that's the guy that can't beat us this week. Let somebody else beat us. And so Slay went out there, and I can't believe they just kept picking on Slay like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Jefferson, 48 yards in the whole game, that almost never happens, Brandon. He was – and you're saying primarily that was Slay. It wasn't like a zone in certain times. It was mainly Slay?
It was zones in certain times, right. But that's when I felt like he caught the ball mostly, like in zones. You know what I'm saying? And so here we go. We back that man, and Slay – did exactly what he was supposed to do, you know, when it was that call. And I felt like, of course, he's going to make plays. That's what we talked about. He's a professional just like everybody else. And he's a great player. And, you know, we knew we had our hands full. We worked hard this week. We can thank him for that because of how good he's been playing. And so, man, I'm just happy that it translated to the field. And we didn't, you know, let up. And I mean, like you said, last week we had a couple 3-and-outs in Detroit, but we let up, and it got real close when it shouldn't have to be because of the offense scoring points. But I was just happy that we all looked out for each other yesterday.
After the one turnover by the offense, Vikings are knocking on the door fairly late in the game, Brandon. I'm seeing more blitz in there. You guys got right in Cousins' face, and that ultimately caused the second interception by Slay. Was that the most you blitzed in that game, in that sequence after the turnover?
I mean, so far, I will say that, you know, Jake, I just know that I know JG is a great D coordinator. And so I feel like, you know, it's his his he gonna have some games where, you know, he might not blitz some days, some games he blitz. I just trust his game plan. I feel like if we all on the same page, we can execute any call. So it was good to see that the blitzes that he dialed up came through for us, got us some picks, and you know, and yeah, I'm sure he's gonna build off that and keep, you know, going. But yeah, I mean, I know that the fans and everybody wants us to blitz more, and you know, you sometimes listen to you know, the talk sometimes on top of you know, trying to do it your way still, because you the one that's gonna go out. If you don't go out yourself, then you know, you can't just be listening to everybody. So I just feel like JG is just comfortable with who he is and what he's gonna do, and now is just gonna keep building.
All right, there's a stat. Everybody's talking about 48 yards, Jefferson. That's a great stat for your defense. Here's an equally great one. Cook, 17 yards running the ball. Now, was there an emphasis on him? He's a game breaker, and he was not a factor last night, Brandon. Tell me a little bit about how to stop him.
Well, we got to make sure that we stay in our gaps with him. Those guys, you know, up front, I mean, we respected them a whole lot. And so we wanted to make sure that Cook, like we said, we wasn't letting Cook up anything. We the chefs today. Huh. That was our little motto. We was having some fun with it. But, you know, we knew we couldn't let up 100-some yards like we did the first game with Swift. And that was the challenge this week, too, to stop Cook. But, number one, make sure that we don't let 18 beat us, too. And I just think that everybody just – trusted the game plan, got off one-on-ones, especially in the run game, and made sure, you know, that wasn't happening today. I think Sweaty J set the tone with that TFL on the first play.
Yeah.
To let them know. And so I think that they kind of went away from running the ball a little bit. They ran it at times, but I felt like, you know, 18 was the game plan.
No, they ended up with 62 yards running, which is, you'll take that anytime. That's a terrific performance by the defensive line. In the week, we talked so much about Gannon because we were not real happy with the first game. Did you, any of the people, did you feel like there was more pressure on the coordinator, Brandon? Did you think, oh boy, we got to deliver for Gannon here? He had a rough start.
Well, I feel like that was always the mindset anyway. You want to make sure you make the coach look just as good as he's trying to make us look good. And so I think that that works hand in hand with just, you know, we trust in this cause, and then we go out there, we execute, and because of what we practice and knowing what's coming at us and having us prepared that way, I just want to see him win, because I know how tough it is in this city. And of course, you know, I'm always rooting for the guy that don't start as good like everybody wants him to. And, you know, now he got a fight, but he still got a little time. And I'm happy that JG has a game that he can, you know, start to get people hope on and know that it's only going to keep getting trending upward. But it's on us to make sure that happens.
Brandon, when you're playing Monday Night Football or Sunday night, a primetime game where, you know, even other football players are watching, do you feel differently when you're playing that game? Do you feel more into it because you know it's the main stage in football?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't want to look bad at all. I mean, you know that everybody's watching. Even people that I know, like when we on a plane sometimes and we watching Sunday night football while we on a plane, if we coming back from a away game, and I know how we watch it. So I'm sure everybody is looking forward to watching their guys that they know, and or just watching a team that you might have to play one of these days, just to see what they're gonna do, you know, against certain talents. And so, yeah, I mean, I think I love it, and I can feel it definitely for sure, because you know that phone be buzzing afterwards, especially after a win like yesterday.
Brandon, last thing, not prime time next Sunday, Washington D.C., Carson Wentz. You practiced against him a lot. You took a run to the Super Bowl with him. What are your feelings facing Carson Wentz in Washington on Sunday?
Hey, I feel like, you know, Carson Wentz still a game changer, and you know, just got to make sure that you put some pressure on him too. I mean, it's similar to what we talked about even with Cousins. Once you put a little pressure in his face and do a lot of get him off rhythm, you know, you can get to him a little bit, and he'll throw you a couple. And so I felt like that game plan was executed real good yesterday. Even though we didn't get him as much, I know he felt the D-line's presence, and you know, just with us, you know, blitzing a couple times, like you said, every time we blitz all out, you know, he just threw it up, and you know, Slay was there for the taking. So yeah, I think that we just got to make sure, number one, like you said, stop the run and make sure that we don't break contain against Carson and allow him to make plays on us.
Listen, I don't normally offer suggestions here, Brandon, because you don't need any of my help. If you do sack Wentz, right, and you're down on top of him and getting on, say, we told you Hurts was better. Could you just say that to him? That seems like that would be fun. No?
Hey, man, you know I'm going to talk my stuff either way. but, you know, hey, I just know that we're going to have some fun, and I can't wait to, you know, get ready and prepare for them guys.
Brandon, thank you for the victory. You made the city happy all week. 2-0, baby. Take it all the way, my friend.
Let's go.
Brandon Graham.
BG.
And Ruben Amaro was telling me, because Ruben was with the Phillies. They had some amazing years. The city, after a win like last night, it's better, isn't it? Is it better to live in this city today because of what the Eagles did last night?
I can look outside the window. You can see people like more pep in their step.